Washington moves toward austerity.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 67 points or 0.5% at 14,741. The NASDAQ also up 0.5% and same with the S&P 500. President Obama will unveil his budget today, which is expected to include tax increases on the wealthy as well as cuts to Social Security. And for more on that, let's bring in David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. He's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, David, I know this is just a proposal and there's not a whole lot of similarity between it and the Republicans' budget, but it does seem that both are moving in the direction of austerity.
I think they're both moving a little bit in that direction, but I don't expect a big deal. I think the political differences are just too large. But I think the bigger picture here is we are actually making some progress on our deficit. The deal that they agreed to on January 1st did involve some significant tax increases, and now with the sequester, we've got some significant spending cuts. So overall, we estimate that the budget deficit this fiscal year could come in at 5.0% or below. And that's down from 7% a year ago, and it's half the level of 2009. So we're actually making some progress, even though they're not agreeing in Washington.
On the deficit, maybe at the expense of some growth. And meanwhile, I want to ask you about what we just got from the Fed this morning, some of the notes from their latest meeting. And it looks like there's more support building within the Fed for an end maybe this year to some of the cornerstones of the stimulus efforts they've been up to.
That's right. I think they're very careful in their statements when they have these meetings, the initial statement, not to paint too rosy a picture of the economy. But if you look at the minutes, it's clear that a lot of the members of the Federal Open Market Committee are worried that the bond buying program is too extreme, and I think they do want to gradually wind it down. One interesting thing from these minutes is I think they want to wind it down for treasuries before they wind it down for mortgages. So I think, you know, when you look at these minutes today, to me, that the treasury interest rates are really the thing that are under threat here, because if the Federal Reserve stops buying treasuries later on this year at the pace they've been buying them, we should see somewhat higher treasury rates.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks so much.
Anytime.